This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because worries of a global recession, however remote at the moment, aren't enough, allow me to point out that tax day is going to be here before we know it. And for as much as we all love to hate, or, well, hate's a strong word, so maybe be not fond of the Internal Revenue Service, the fact is that the people who work there have a critical job to do, and there aren't enough of those people. Rank-and-file staffing at the IRS is down at the same time that Congress is demanding major reforms. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The IRS headquarters is a classic D.C. building. Lots of Greek columns, limestone eagles, marble hallways. But behind all the grandeur, the IRS is depleted. Over the last decade, Congress has sliced the agency's budget, and its workforce has shrunk more than 20%.
It is a pretty bleak picture as far as staffing for the IRS as a whole.
That's acting national taxpayer advocate Bridget Roberts, an internal IRS watchdog. She says the staffing shortage is making it hard for the agency to comply with last year's Taxpayer First Act, which requires the IRS to look at best practices in the private sector to come up with a new customer service strategy by July. It's easy to see why the agency needs a new strategy. Last year, almost 100 million taxpayers called the IRS, but
only 29% of them were actually able to speak to a customer service representative, partially because we just do not have the staff to answer all of those calls that come into us.
Then there are the IRS's computers. Roberts says it can take weeks for the agency's antiquated computer systems to register payments from taxpayers. Roberts, who's 41, tells me parts of those systems are from the 1960s.
The computers are older than I am, yes, by quite a bit.
In fact, it's the oldest computer system in the entire federal government. The upshot, says Mark Mazur, director of the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center.
At some point, the technology's not going to work, and we don't know when that will occur, but that would be a very bad situation.
It's already happening. The IRS had to extend the tax filing deadline in 2018 because of a system crash. That Taxpayer First Act requires the IRS to come up with a new plan to update its computers, but that will cost billions. Making matters worse, the IRS is also short on auditors, especially experienced ones who know their way around big companies. Chuck Marr is at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
These are very, very large, complex companies with very large tax departments, outside counsel, and the IRS just does not have the resources to go up against these companies.
And individual taxpayers are about half as likely to get audited as they were 10 years ago, according to Marr, especially wealthy ones. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.